squirrel.
In the morning, John.
In the morning to you, and in the morning to all ships at sea and boots on the ground.
Wolf Blitzer sitting in front of this green screen with his jacket on. I mean, dude, do you know you're a douchebag?
Well, you're watching all this crap. Watching Sky. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Libya, Libya, Libya. Cricket, Libya. Twirl! Cricket, Libya, Libya, Libya.
Now, of course, we have to move on to Syria. So they have a council, the Syrian National Council. They first started talking about this council on July 17th. Operates from Turkey.
Coincidence?
Who was in Turkey on July 17th?
I think not!
Probably Lucifer, yeah, wasn't she?
Right, Lucifer Clinton was there.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commended the meeting of the Syrian opposition during her visit to Turkey.
Syria's future is up to the Syrian people, but of course, the efforts by the opposition to come together, to organize, to be able to articulate an agenda, are an important part of political reform.
Why so serious?
So what happens if the Syrian guy takes the hint and realizes, I mean, how dumb are these guys? He's got to look at the situation and say, look, I'm being targeted. I got to get out of here. I quit.
Adios, mofo.
What if somebody does that and it puts a wrench in the work? Are they going to just fake the whole thing that he didn't quit? He's on the run? I mean, what are they going to do to make it so that this can happen so they can keep on the path to Persia?
The Russians have to be on board this time.
We're probably going to give them the whole country. We don't want them.
No, they got no oil or anything.
How's that for an idea? We take it over, give it to the Russians to run it. And because they got the island, they got the Cyprus, they got the, they'll have the base, they can have Syria. And then we'll move on to our next target, and the Russians can do whatever they want. We don't care.
What a country.
Still smoldering, the bodies of 53 people, civilians, we're told, murdered in cold blood.
A couple of things. These were black Africans. They were black before they were burned, which would mean that they were part of Gaddafi's guard and not the rebels, and many of them had their hands tied behind their back, suggesting that they were executed and then burned. Discovered Gaddafi's RV. He had an RV.
A mobile home that they say they just captured from Gaddafi's farm. As they entered, they did encounter some resistance. There were some firefights. Now, it does seem to be in fairly good condition. Boxes back here with almonds, water. There's a toilet that is fully functional.
In fact, I pooped on it just minutes ago. It works.
In the kitchen, water in the refrigerator. Rebels were speculating that perhaps Gaddafi had spent a night here recently. Sheets on both beds in the bedrooms.
Also, we are going to provide within 2 days fuel, the gas for cooking.
I guarantee you this guy is not going to be media minister for long. Hillary Clinton will not stand for this. This is just like the Kosovo. You bomb everything from the air, then you send in the UN troops. It's like fractal. Hold on, where's my fractal jingle? Fractal. Everyone is now talking about the IOM going in. International Organization for Migration. What these guys do is they organize the elections.
Libya is a unique opportunity for propaganda because the Gaddafi regime maintains such an information vacuum. In that atmosphere, there's a real opportunity for other parties to throw up their own stories.
Sodomized him with a toilet brush.
In your piece, you say that the rebels have offered their own far-fetched claims like mass rapes by loyalist troops issued tablets of Viagra.
That is definitely one of the most lurid bits of propaganda to come out of this.
Shoved a soda bottle into his rectum.
I don't think there has ever been any evidence of systematic or mass rapes by either side in this conflict.
We used rape as a tool?
Even NATO is not immune to indulging in a little bit of propaganda.
To propagate an agenda of a no-fly zone which turns into carpet bombing.
People were afraid to talk candidly, yet we see these people on the other end of a microphone speaking fairly decent English.
I'd like to thank all Libyan rebels for painting graffiti in English. That's very helpful for us here. There's this picture of a Libyan rebel wearing the American University t-shirt. I mean, isn't American University like the spook university?
That's one of many.
Would you want to call the next target?
I'm going to call Algeria.
I think Lebanon, you go for Algeria. It doesn't really matter as long as there's some brown people in sand that we can kill.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water.
Don't send us your water or blanket. Send us your carpet bomb. Michael Jackson's manager. He was kind of like one of the old school mafia guys from the record business. Big, heavy, kind of gangster looking guy, and always had a huge cigar sticking out of his face. In January 2011, DeLeo revealed he was planning to write a book about his life in the music business, which would have included details about his wrangling with the executors of Jackson's estate. Quote, "There's so much misinformation out there that I'm going to set the record straight once and for all," unquote, he said. Let's not forget we had Michael Jackson's lawyer kill himself. He killed himself, very successful entertainment lawyer, shot himself in the backyard. No suicide note, but let me go shoot myself in the backyard. Recent ex-husband of one of the housewives of Beverly Hills who hung himself. Well, it turns out that one of his business associates also killed himself just 24 hours after Russell was found dead.
Interesting.
Yeah, how does that work?
Coincidence? I think not!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help the show, there's a couple ways you can help. One is support the show with your financial donations. That is very important. But there are people out there who are ready for this program. They are primed. Their eyes are open. Their ears are open. You need to be calling C-SPAN during these open phone calls.
We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
Call into these shows, and then while you're talking about whatever stupid topic is on, just say noagendashow.com, the best podcast in the world, in the morning, douchebags.
Let's see what the London papers have to say.
Red traffic lights will automatically turn green to speed chauffeur-driven dignitaries along special VIP lanes during the London Olympics, while millions of ordinary motorists will face gridlock during the Games.
No service for you!
The story of a report which is going to clear the army of systematically torturing civilians in Iraq. This is an investigation into the death in 2003 of Baha Musa, a Basra hotel worker, but it will criticize soldiers for closing ranks.
They've absolved soldiers from systematic torture in Iraq, but along with that, they said they didn't absolve them of closing ranks, meaning the soldiers were trying to cover up the crime that didn't happen.
What?
Hello, everybody. It's September 11th.
Pull off the band-aid.
Every American can be part of this anniversary.
Eat our peas.
9/11 will be a national day of service. Folks across the country in all 50 states will come together in their communities and neighborhoods. In Tallahassee, Florida, they'll assemble care packages for our troops overseas. In Minneapolis, volunteers will help restore a community center. In Orange County, California, they'll renovate homes for our veterans. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they'll hammer shingles and lay floors to give a family a new home.
That is so decay.
What?
And you can go to serve.gov to get all the information. Or...
What is this, a home improvement show? Or what are we talking about here? They're going to be fixing up some guy's houses. It sounds like that makeover show on ABC.
Didn't we talk about this? Didn't this happen in the past? I kind of remember this.
WTC7 won't go away.
Let me try and give you an example of the past 48 hours on all television channels here in the United States.
We have Adam. We're in the storm as we speak.
Yes,
Adam.
It's a twist.
Yeah,
it's a twist.
John, it's kind of hard to hear. It's as you can tell, the Irene is just raging up the coast, completely enthralling everything. We see sea surges, sea walls. It is just, I mean, we can barely stand here. Everyone who is not already evacuated must be evacuated. Oh, here it comes. Oh, no. There's more where that came from.
Bullshit.
Tropical wet fart.
10 people died, man. Yo.
If people were on the streets, 100 people would have died. People die all the time, every single day. In traffic accidents, I think probably less people died in the past 48 hours than is typical. Would you agree?
Hey, kick those people out of the chat room. Those guys make me sick. Hey, you kids. Get off my lawn!
It is just not safe to be in the parks. This storm is dangerous. People can get killed there. The risk is serious.
Why so serious?
We don't want to put our first responders' lives in jeopardy to try to save you.
By the way, the same first responders that Mayor Michael Bloomberg will not allow to be at the 9/11 ceremony for the 10th anniversary. The president and Lucy Napolitano, they made a visit to the Operation Center at FEMA.
How you doing? Nice to see you. He's a jackass. Still obviously going to be a touch-and-go situation for a lot of communities.
A lot of headwinds.
Right. Keep it up.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
They're all whooping it up there?
Yeah.
What does this mean, quote, unquote, hunker down?
They were now, quote, hunkered down, close quote. Preparation, response, and recovery.
Problem, reaction, solution.
If you receive a warning to evacuate, please do so. Stay off the road so the roads can be clear. Please stay inside, quote, hunker down.
John, quote, in the morning, quote, to you.
Adam, in the morning, unquote. How do you evacuate by staying off the road?
Even if you are inland, that you could experience some long-term power outage.
My goodness, we just hope everyone stays off the roads, even if you're evacuating.
Unquote.
Excuse me, it's in my face as well. As you can imagine, it doesn't taste great.
Oh, and why doesn't it taste great, John? Why don't you tell us, why does that foam not taste great?
If I'm not mistaken, it was a sewage treatment plant that was, overflowed.
It's poop. That's why. It's poop.
It's got a bunch of foaming crap all over it.
Detective Dookie.
There's like 15 college frat boys in nothing but their underwear, jumping around behind him, mooning the guy, waving their dicks out. Horrible! 50 miles an hour!
50 whole miles an hour winds, and this guy's complaining because people are driving their car.
Well, there's three things, and you said right off the bat, and this next clip will prove it. Without a doubt, most people went, okay, I'm hunkering down, unquote. Just push you into submission and believe your news and tell you what to do. I guess to test the Council of Governors for any kind of emergency, prepping for the one where everyone's going to have to mass migration to West Virginia.
The Department of Homeland Security wants West Virginia to be prepared for a mass migration.
Then obviously it's all about climate change. My worst nightmare came true. Don Lemon is now guest hosting the Joy Behar Show. And he sits down with Sam Champion, senior weather meteorological correspondent for ABC News. Along with, of course, if we want to have some scientific information, who do you call?
Douchebag.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
There's a lot of energy in the atmosphere and there are hurricanes. They've been going on for many hundreds of years.
This is our science guy telling us that hurricanes have gone on for many, many hundreds of years.
There's no other developed world country that isn't very concerned about climate change.
Bullshit!
I'm on board for climate change. I think, again, just as Bill pointed out, I can't think of another country as advanced as we are that hasn't made a policy about it.
Don't be a denier. The science is in.
Bullshit.
At the beginning of this year, we get earthquakes, tsunamis, revolutions in the Middle East, European financial crises. Now they've got earthquakes outside of Washington, D.C. I mean, we've had a series of things that have put some heavy blows and slowed the economy.
It's tsunamis, it's Arab Spring, it's earthquakes in D.C. That's why we have no jobs.
What is he talking about? What heavy blow did that earthquake cause? That is such bull crap. Yeah. I mean, how many jobs were lost because of that earthquake? This is bull crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you if you've just joined this program already in progress. You have taken the red pill, and you are now witnessing the farce that is called news in these United States of America.
Dvorak.org/NA.
WeKnowBullshit.com. WarOnDeception.net.
Sir Matthew. Sir David. Baron von Pelsmachers.
Morgan.
Sir Thomas. Great bumping rings again. Thanks to you, it's a little harder for the government to dupe me. Congratulations for this great show. Thanks for delivering the real news and getting the slaves thinking.
5 hours a week of premium entertainment that you have probably enjoyed for free for quite a while.
It's more beneficial than most entertainment.
It's good, wholesome family fun.
Yay.
Ever since the earthquake in D.C. that we were in, which of course was a clear case of HAARP being used, she's totally crackpotting on me.
By the way, No Agenda Nation has an archive of all the shows. I would recommend people download 200.5 if they've never heard it.
Please don't send us water or blankets. Send us your carpet bombs.
Hit it.
You've been de-douched.
Gitmo Nation Lowlands. Remember those big television towers that caught fire and fell over and basically took out all the television and radio for a week? The owners of the tower, Novec, they know the cause of the fire, but they are going to temporarily keep this a secret. Yeah, we know what it is, but we're not going to tell you right now.
What if it was like maybe a strike from a flying saucer and they don't want to alarm the public?
They don't want to. Please do not be alarmed. Lee Harvey Oswald, John F. Kennedy's supposed assassin, was trained by the CIA. Why wouldn't several other of these lone wolf assassins be trained by the CIA? Why wouldn't 9/11 hijackers be trained by the CIA? We have to wait until we're 80 years old to find out that we were right? Shouldn't we, like, reopen that discussion?
Like, if what Ron Paul said in that clip, which is the CIA took over the place after Kennedy's assassination, how far do you think that reinvestigation is going to last? How far are you going to get with that, yeah, you
not,
think?
You're right. Not very far.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
334.nashownotes.com, but noagendastream.com, noagendachat.net. We got a review. It's hard to explain this show to people who don't see themselves beyond calling themselves a Democrat or Republican. So you can see this show as two guys blathering about nonsense. However, if you're into completely insane ideas about government and politics, this show is for you. In fact, if you sheeple will just wake up, maybe these two guys aren't the crazy ones, and we are in turn crazy and nuts after all. Anyhow, listen to an episode of this show and see what you think. No Agenda is released every Thursday and Sunday in the morning. Watching C-SPAN is like watching paint dry.
Dvorak.org/NA